one week at a time, one play at a time, and let the wins build up. You know, week 14, 15, 16, we'll see if we have a chance to sneak in.
Is it hard not to look at the rest of the NFC East and see, gee, we're only two games out at this point?
Well, it's encouraging. You know, I mean, as poorly as our record reflects right now, there's still a shot, you know, and that's all that we can ask for at this point, is just an opportunity to be able to play football in January. But like I said, that's a long way from here, and we've got a lot of games that we've got to win, and we're going to just take it one day at a time.
When things were kind of dark, what do you think kept this team together? Was it the belief in each other?
It's the locker room. You know, I mean, I think Jerry Reese and Coach Coughlin have done a great job in selecting guys to put in this locker room that have a certain makeup and a certain attitude, because, you know, playing football, you're going to hit adversity. You know, we didn't think we'd hit adversity as hard as we did this year, but it's a testament to the leaders on this team and the role players in this locker room that there's not one guy giving up. So I'm very proud of this team, and I'm proud of the fight that we've shown this far.
Shifting just now to the special teams. I mean, you guys have had a rough 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's been a rough season.
I was going to say. I mean, mm-hmm. When you guys talk to each other, what do you say? How do you keep your spirits up and know that you can get out?
Knowing that we have another opportunity next week. You know, I mean, for me. Individually, it's been a humbling season, you know, because I think for the last 2 years, ever since I've been a Giant, I think our punt team has been a weapon. You know, it's not always necessarily a bad thing to punt the ball. It's a field position battle, and I think we've done a great job in the past 2 years of being a weapon and pinning teams deep inside the 20 and stuff like that. And, you know, there were glimpses of that, the past 2 weeks. But, you know, we just got to keep fighting. You know, I mean, Coach Ty, I feel worse for Coach Quinn than I do for myself, because he's done a great job in preparing us for this season. And if you look at our punt coverage and our special teams in preseason, we were excellent. And it's essentially the same guys on the punt team that are covering the punt. But it's not X's and O's. It's individuals flying to the ball and making plays and not thinking, you know. So I don't think it's anything that Coach Quinn necessarily ever thought that we would struggle with as far as intensity to fly to the ball and make plays. So it's been frustrating, it's been humbling, but I think there's also been glimpses of the ability that our special teams can show. I mean, you know, you look at all the turnovers that we forced on the punt team, and then other facets of special teams. You know, last week we were able to get a kickoff return. So it's there. You know, we're scratching the surface, but we're just gonna stay humble, keep fighting, and try to help this team as best we can.